red is a period of sorrow, a period of heart brokenness, a period when we must think of all that is wrong in us and in our lives, and try to treat it all, or at least to repent, because more often do we repent than shake off the wrongs of our lives. And yet, this is not the spirit in which we should prepare for Lent, enter into it, and move forward to the day when we meet face to face with the risen Christ. The risen Christ. Christ who is risen after an abhorring, tormented death, which he has taken upon himself for our sake, that we may live, that we may be free, that we no longer be slaves of evil. It is him we are about to meet, him who so has loved us, that he has counted for nothing, if I may put it that way, the extinction of his divine glory in the incarnation and the tragedy of the death of the immortal. I think we must prepare for this meeting with Christ with joy, and consider these weeks of preparation as weeks during which we will gradually shake off our shoulders all those things that do not allow us to move fast, joyfully, gloriously towards this meeting. Each of us has got things to shake off. Let us shake them off with joy and gratitude. Let us move towards Christ with the feeling that the moment is coming when we will meet face to face with one who loves us at the cost of all his life and all his death. We cannot be worthy of it, but we can be grateful. And gratitude may make us worthy of this love of his. And so let us struggle to shake off all that is unworthy, all that is unworthy of him and of our best self, and go through that not as through a period of undesired, painful endeavor, but through a period of gradual liberation, so that we could shake off all that will prevent us from meeting Christ with perfect joy. If we were to meet the person on earth whom we long before above all, would we carry with us on our shoulders, in our hands, all the knowledge we can collect? We would drop everything to be able to run. Let us run that way towards Christ, risen. Run with gratitude, run with love, run with joy, and consider that all that is offered us as endeavor during Lent is an occasion to become free, to be loved, and to respond by love to love, and by faithfulness, by faithfulness. Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you, by his grace and love towards mankind, always, now, and forever, in a world without end.
i buoi da Norisco e si era schifo dal corso, mi si arriva al Sarosco e dal corso, se c'era un ultimo per basso si va scritto, se ti finisce a farla sul ostro, parla a te grazie, di voi me che sei visto, mi dice la carrozza, se ti c'è, che ha fatto la sua di voi che vieni, si capisce, bravo, che buco la chiesa, che non mi fanno, Святые земли сети, земли наши христиане, святители тихо, патриарха Московского вся Руси, и все святые, помилуй и спасет нас, я то благо и человека люблю.